Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Koronavirus prekinja naša življenja v državah in teritorijih po Avstraliji, vendar pandemija ne bo ustavila načrte za prihajajoči popis prebivalstva 2021. Avstralski statistični urad je prepričan, da ima pravilne postopke za največji popis doslej, na vkljub izbruhom COVID-19. To prilogo sta za SBS News pripravili Stephanie Corsetti in Amelia Dunn. Čez 10 dni bo največja anketa v Avstraliji, ki jo opravljajo vsakih 5 let za zbiranje podatkov gospodinjstev. Organizatorji letošnjega popisa prebivalstva so se prilagajali in večina Avstralcev bo v naslednjih dneh prejela navodila po pošti. Teresa Dickinson je namestnica na uradu za statistiko in pravi, da je možno izpeljati popis pod trenutnimi razmerami in brez osebnega stika.
Even though we're only 2 weeks out from the census, we can't really predict the future. You know, things are changing for us so quickly. But in 2016, we got a really good response rate. We had a 95% response rate, and we had really high quality data. And the Australian public has always got behind the census, and we're just hoping that this will be the case again.
Približno 75% Avstralcev naj bi izpolnilo obrazec preko spleta, vendar to ni za vsakogar. Dickinsonova se zaveda, da se kulturno in jezikovno različne skupnosti običajno zanašajo na bolj osebni način izpolnjevanja popisa.
But they're working very, very hard at the moment to connect in with community groups, multicultural groups, multilingual groups, and find other ways to get messages through to constituents.
Inkluziva strateška direktorica popisa prebivalstva 2021, Georgia Chapman, pravi, da je pomembno, da ljudi vedo, kako sodelovati.
We are doing things like Facebook live sessions in language, and each of our engagement managers is on the phone, on video, talking to individual community stakeholders to make sure they're aware the census is coming and how we can promote the support options available.
Informacije in pomoč so vam na voljo na spletni strani popisa v 29 jezikih. Avstralski statistični urad meni, da je uvesti popis med pandemijo zgodovinskega pomena, vendar ni izjema. Pred 100 leti, leta 1921, se je popis uvedel po španski gripi. Urad računa na lokalne skupine, kot je Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia ali kratica FECA, za pomoč. Glavni direktor FECA, Mohamed Al-Kafaji, pravi, da je pomoč na voljo.
I'm just really hopeful that all the multicultural organizations out there start promoting the census now and start encouraging their members and their communities to make sure that they're aware of the census and what the purpose of it is and how they can seek help if they need some help.
Demografi pravijo, da je zbiranje podatkov pomembno med pandemijo, saj se tako ugotovi, kako je s časom avstralski način življenja spremenil. Dr. Liz Allen iz Avstralske nacionalne univerze pravi, da so uvedli nekatere ukrepe za zagotavljanje stabilne spletne infrastrukture po težavah leta 2016.
We're expecting that most Australians will complete their census online because of the pandemic. So there's been quite a lot of anticipation and supports for ensuring the safety of the online environment. We've had ethical hackers be employed by the ABS to ensure that the systems are sound.
Dr. Allen pojasnjuje.
We've held on with bated breath each day for media conferences where we find out the latest figures around infections and so on. That thirst for information and data, I hope, will be carried forward to the census.
Združeno kraljestvo, Združene države Amerike in Kanada so letos uspešno uvedli popis prebivalstva. Avstralski bo čez 10 dni, v torek 10. avgusta.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.